Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey listener, and welcome to a brand new episode of Injury Time, your one-stop shop for everything on Indian football. Well, football is up and running in the country, and I-League is making some really good noise in Bengal this time around. Because of the COVID restrictions in the country, the entire league has been played out in Kalyani and the Salt Lake Stadium in Bengal. And we bring you everything that's happened there. And joining me on the show are Sandeep. Hey, Sandeep.
Hello.
Hey, man. And also, Football Baba, Akash, joining us from Delhi. The man who is well-versed with I-League. Akash, this is your flow.
Hey, hi. Thank you so much.
Like, really happy the way I-League is panned out this time around. Your preseason favorites in the mix there, but a team that you thought could be battling relegation doing really well.
Yeah, it's interesting season. And actually, now there's enough of the season and you still don't know what the teams are up to. All the teams, because it's now six to seven matches. All teams have at least played six matches.
Correct.
And that's basically three or four short of the first round. Mm-hmm. And a few teams who had sort of ruled out that they're not going to make it. They basically had reinforcements now.
Okay.
So just to run you through the new foreigners that have come in.
Okay.
Is Papa Diawara has joined Punjab FC, which is much needed. Because they weren't doing well from a goal scoring point of view, although their defensive problems will continue because they have an all Indian defense.
Right.
And for some reason, the squad always had Daniel Azevedo, the Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what happened to it. There's no coverage around it, and I haven't really gone and asked anybody yet whether he was part of the squad and was released, or whether he was not part of the squad at all, or he was just registered and did not come in. So basically now Jose Babetia and Papa Diawara are now sort of reunited, who were the Bagan heroes from last season.
Great.
Mohammedan Sporting finally have a striker, because Mohammedan Sporting were their favorite scoreline was nil-nil. They would hold on to games, and just it was almost like they just want some point or the other till their foreign strikers come in. So John Chidi had come in, and I think Pedro Manzi has also come in.
Right.
So that is just it, the complexion of Mohammedan Sporting is going to completely change in the next few matches. Aside from that, Aizawl have signed a new striker, and they've released Princewell, who was anyway being benched in favor of Indians. So this is a good thing for them. They really need, because they're outplaying teams, but they're not scoring. And one more, Trau finally. So all the Northeastern teams only had three foreigners each registered. And that was always going to be a problem. And now Trau have had, it's a huge name. It's almost like a sentence. Bruno Rodriguez do Espirito Santo, a Brazilian.
Take word bolo, yaar.
So I can pronounce it that way because I've learned a little bit of Spanish. I say Portuguese hoga, but phir bhi. Maybe the pronunciation is here and there. But he's basically a defensive midfielder. And Trau basically had two forwards and one defender. And now they've also plugged that gap. They also have a midfielder in. And maybe they are just really confident right now, because they are the surprise package of the league at this moment.
Correct. Like that draw against Churchill Brothers, a win over Chennai, and also a win over Aizawl recently.
Actually, they did not play well against Aizawl at all. I mean, they're very lucky to get away with it. They again, Trau's biggest sort of weapon has been just scoring very early, very, very early.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had the fastest goal ever against Real Kashmir.
Correct.
It was about 9 seconds in or something like that. They again scored very quickly against Mohammedan Sporting. And now against Aizawl as well. And in general, they start games very early, especially with Kamran Tursunov. And then they just sat back. Even with four foreigners, and Aizawl only had one foreigner, they conceded a penalty. Aizawl missed a penalty, which I completely hate, because that penalty was in the Jorginho. How do you pronounce it, Sandeep? How do you pronounce
Jorginho.
It? जॉर्जिनियो, राइट? जॉर्जिनियो का वो नहीं होता, द वेरी लो साइड
चिप या जंपिंग.
हाँ, द जंप एंड लुकिंग एट द कीपर रादर देन एट द बॉल एंड बीइंग कूल एंड ऑल दैट, राइट?
सो कर सकता है यार, नॉट ज्वाला, नॉट वांट टू स्टूडेंट डू
दैट. या ज्वाला ट्राइड इट एंड ही लुक वेरी कूल एंड ऑल दैट, बट इट केम ऑफ द पोस्ट एंड यू न्यू दैट और नो, बिकॉज़ एनीवे दे सक एट स्कोरिंग फ्रॉम ओपन प्ले. So and the shots on goal was 17-4 to Aizawl. It was just second half was all Aizawl. They were very lucky to hang on to it. So and Trau had been beaten by Punjab in the previous game, and they were basically sucker punched by Chencho essentially. And so I mean they're essentially they have four draws. And now one lucky win against Aizawl and one deserved win against Chennai City. Sorry,
correct.
Not Chennai yet. Right. So, I mean, they've gotten their draws and their lucky wins and only one defeat. So they're well on course. But I don't think it's going to last. Maybe they'll just sneak into the top six and get into that league-winning league, which they're going to split into.
Well, get into the top six and like at least secure their place in the league, right? And not
yes. I think they'll be able to do that.
But this I-League season has been following like the template of all the previous few I-League seasons, in that if you look at the table last year when the league was called off, I think anyone from second to 10th could have been relegated or could have finished second.
Yep.
There were points that kind of close. And even now, if you look at it, the difference between, I'm not going to talk about Arrows because they are just there to make numbers. Anybody from Gokulam in 9 and money. Yeah, Indian Arrows is a money-making venture, I think. So anyone from Churchill who has 7 games, 13 points, Gokulam has 7 points from 6 games. So assume if Gokulam win the next game, so that will be 10 from 13. So it's just so close that one freak result here or there, like Chennai getting thrashed the other day.
They're not Chennai.
Not some
Chennai City.
Sorry. Chennai getting thrashed by. I'm so sorry.
So they
Chennai are. City getting thrashed by Sudeva was not something that we expected to see at all. Like although Sudeva has been very impressive, 4-0 and all was not something that we ever thought. I mean, at least I didn't think they would score. So one freak result or something that comes out of the blue can totally change the whole, you know, sort of situation that is in the table. Like even Mohammedan Sporting, who is largely less than, you know, watching their game is sometimes a chore. But yeah, even they are starting to win the games and things. So it's a very interesting league, dude. I just wish more people actually saw this than, you know, and just to realize like there are so many different types of football also that they're playing. It's not always like, you know, we are all Spanish coaches who play with wide players and cross the ball and keep the ball on the ground and things. Just a different sort of different side of the game, you can see.
Well, before we move on, let me remind you, listener, we are recording this on Friday night. So all our references will be based on the matches that have happened so far. And for us, the next match is a Trau versus Gokulam Kerala FC. Sandeep, let me take this to you. You're hopeful that Gokulam could probably go and win this one, despite the form that Trau has shown.
Yeah, because I think Trau's position in the league is a little misdirecting in the sense that their performance has not been as good as the results have shown. Mm-hmm. That said, Gokulam also has not been in any great form, so to speak. They lost the game that you look at and thought they would win against Aizawl. They lost it comfortably. Aizawl is much better. They beat Naroka, but then they drew against Real Kashmir, which is a proper boxing match in a football, football setting, all very physical type. And then they lost to Mohammedan also, which you looked at and thought, oh, another they should probably have won. So, Gokulam is a strange team in that they seem to forget that head and there's a head and a tail. Sometimes the head is, running somewhere and the tail is behind, just dragging along. You know, defenders are sort of all over the place. The Sharif looks like a player who is equally, who's like, I don't know how to say. He is very interesting in that he scores good goals, but he is a little selfish also. It's a cute, I'm not a big fan. So he is there as a sitting midfielder of sorts. They have Emil Benny, who's done well in attack, and they depend on the two foreigners, Antwi and Aja, to do most of the runnings and shoots and things. But yeah, they don't convince me, but I would assume that they can beat Naroka and probably come closer to the top 16. Sorry?
Like, the following match is then Arrows. That is a given.
Yeah, win. Arrows is
the whipping boys of the street.
They're whipping boys. Like, if right. you don't beat them, then I don't know what play. To tell you. Like,
so that's yeah, the thing about this league. Anybody who has a match, who has a match against Arrows, right? It's like a game in hand. You're counting, right. You know, this in any case, in this league, 3 points make a huge difference right now. Mm-hmm. And there are teams who have played the Arrows and earned those 3 points. And there are teams who have not played the Arrows and will earn 3 points. And obviously, heartbreakingly, there is Aizawl who dropped 2 points. Which are, I think that is why I've been crying for a couple of weeks on Twitter or elsewhere. Because those 2 points are going to be the reason Aizawl are not going to be in the top six.
You were drowning in sorrow.
Yeah.
And like Gokulam also, this Indian Arrows thing, right? I was talking to David Roberts in the podcast. Will drop soon whenever I get time to edit that one.
Nice plug.
I was speaking to him and then he was saying it's a whole other challenge to motivate the players to play against Arrows because they assume going in that this is going to be 3 points. So mm-hmm. yeah, let's get on with it. But they have to actually go and execute it, right? So, yes. Like you saw Churchill Brothers in the first half not scoring and then they sort of woke up in the second half and spanked them.
And just destroyed everything.
Yeah, so they have to, it's like every other game they go to compete. Against Arrows, it's like you have to win. So, please make sure you win. It's like a different sort of a mentality that the teams go into.
No, so, it's yeah, not, I mean, it's not, I think it's not even just you have to win. It's about some of the foreigners not feeling it. I think we discussed it in the previous podcast as well. And this is one of my problems also when you consider Arrows and when you consider exposure tours, when you consider an Argentina playing India, right? I mean, why these players are not going to play at a full-hearted thing level, right? They're going to be half-hearted. Who are they playing? Why should they put in effort, etc., etc.? These things matter. And it was very clear when Churchill was struggling against Arrows and then Sudeva as an all-Indian lineup was pretty decent against Arrows. And, you know, even Aizawl versus Arrows was a little feisty contest. You could see some of the players who, because, you know, these are Mizo players were young enough. So I mean, young enough in a air quotes. But, but I mean, you can sort of sense the fact that, you know, sometimes it's just a drill. It's like going through the motion when you're playing against Arrows. But obviously, interestingly, Sandeep has brought this because Real Kashmir was Real Kashmir. I have to stop saying Real Madrid. Sort of. But
India mein ho tu.
But Real, I'm sorry, but I'm interrupting Sandeep. But Real Kashmir was absolutely ruthless. I don't know if he talked to Dave Robertson about that or that was before.
No, this was before the game. But yeah, they should have scored more. Dave Robertson actually came out and said he should have scored more. He scored six and missed so many chances also.
They were not just ruthless and you know so Arrows at 60 plus percent possession of the ball. Mm-hmm. They had zero shots attempted in the first half, and they had only one shot on target all game. They didn't even sort of reach anywhere with that position. And Real Kashmir, also Mason Robertson, their center back come striker, who can play anywhere, either up front or back. Basically, they sent Mason Robertson also up front. Ki bhai, just go. These players, we'll just bombard them aerially and you'll get goals. And that's what was happening. The Arrows goalkeeper was very poor in this game, which is the usual case these days. I think he's Bukhari, his name is. And I think he was dropped for the next game. It was one of the Ahan Prakash or Bukhari was. It was Bukhari and Ahan Prakash was playing in the latest game. But Dave Robertson's team was very ruthless. I think he just got his players motivated because he understood that how important those 3 points were. Because they were not doing particularly where they needed some 3 points in the middle.
Bob Dave Dogs team mein beta Mason Robertson is machawing. Well, talking a little more about Real Kashmir, Akarsh, preseason favorites they started, like you put it, but where do you see them right now? On track to fulfill that credential?
Yeah, they're still on track. They played really well against Churchill Brothers. They should have won that game. They had far better chances than Churchill Brothers. Incidentally, one of the biggest things about that match was it was played with a crowd.
Yeah.
So for the first time ever since the pandemic, we had a crowd.
Yeah, this is something I wanted to ask you. Were the fans allowed here? They just walked in.
No, they were allowed. They were allowed.
They were allowed. Okay.
I don't know how or why they. So actually, the
because it's Kalyani, you can just walk in.
No. So the government regulations have opened up. You're allowed.
All right. Okay.
So you're officially allowed, and even tomorrow's India versus England match in Chennai has a crowd.
Yeah,
50%. India is gradually opening up to all of this. Right. And there's government had lifted the regulations about a couple of weeks.
Well, I think that's the cue for me to step out of the house finally.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm still scared. I'm still in the house. So not that anybody's playing football around me anywhere to go and watch. Mm-hmm. But it happened at this game happened at the Kishore Bharti Kirangan, and it was it had a beautiful pitch as well. So when you watch it, so you don't enjoy it. So that's the thing I keep telling you. You don't enjoy the match on One Sports because it is standard definition. It's not HD coverage. Mm-hmm. It's very poor to look at. But when you look at the Facebook stream.
Right.
It was a beautiful watch, actually. Like the game finished 0-0, but in terms of aesthetics, right? In terms of aesthetics and selling the game,
right?
With the even the kits were beautiful. It was red against blue. It had a lush green pitch, and it had a crowd in front. It was really good. And I was really really happy to see it. But on the your question around Real Kashmir is. Essentially, I mean, they've either side of the 6-0 against Arrows, they had a 0-0 against Gokulam and Kerala and 0-0 against Churchill Brothers. And before that, also a couple of draws against a Sudeva and a Trau. They're yet to get into gear, but they should have won some of the matches. And problem is they don't have reinforcement. I mean, they have their squad. They have the squad they need. They have Dika and Adefemi and they keep missing chances. Dika keeps missing chances. Adefemi keeps missing chances. He's actually getting more chances than Dika. So it's very dependent on how these two strikers do. Apart from that, the Indians are also really good. They're doing well. I think Real Kashmir will click into gear in the next few matches.
Well, Sandeep, you spoke to Dave Robertson. What did you make of that?
Well, I think they are actually one of those teams who is designed to just pick up points. I don't think they will ever wow you with the way they're playing. Pick up points. Because look at it, they came from second division, right?
Right.
And Dave Robertson was there doing the run in second division. In the first year, they finished third. I think they were up in the running for the title. Nobody expected it. Even last year, they were sort of up there. They were finishing second. And they were sort of looking at an AFC Cup, assuming, you know, the merger and things that was going to happen with Mohan Bagan. They were hoping to go for the AFC Cup and things like that. So this is a team who, whatever said and done, who has always been up there in the top three, four positions in the league with a minimal budget. And so they play the way they do because they are designed to pick points up and run on a budget and ensure that they overachieve, so to speak. Because if you look at it, they've never really had that many injuries. Their teams are always sort of okay and they don't pick up too many injuries and they can sort of play the same players for most of the game. And apparently they played Jamshedpur and Goa, etc. during pre-season and they did quite well against them. I think they drew against Jamshedpur. I don't remember the result against Goa, but I don't think they were beaten in the 4 or 5 games that they played against them, or maybe they lost one game. So it shows that the way they play, they're going to cause problems for any team at any level in India. And this year, they have sort of, from what I understand and what I've been told, the signing of Dipanda Dikka, it seemed like a random move when you look at it because he doesn't really, you know, fit the style of play that they go with. But he is a natural goal scorer, so to speak, although he misses quite a few chances in the last few games. He's missed quite a few chances in the last few games. But he's finished up there in the top scorer list in 3 or 4 occasions, I think, in the I-League.
Right.
So they've got him in to add that goal-scoring threat, which they never really had. Like, they always had Mason Robertson, who moonlights as a striker when the team needs it. Right? And then they've added Amiri, who's been playing in India for a while. He's got the experience and he's versatile. He plays defensive midfield and in the back line and all those kind of things. Who fits the style? Who actually fits the style of a rugged footballer that you need to be in the middle for, you know, Real Kashmir? And with them also, they've added is what they've added with these two players and a couple of others like Ravan and Ravan coming back is that experience. So that's something that Dave Robertson was specifically looking for, to have players who have experience. And last season, if you look at it, they missed few points from winning positions and he wanted to fix it. And from if you look at it from their perspective this year, they went down, I think, in the first game, 9 seconds to Trau, and then had the wherewithal to come back. And even under pressure while leading, they've been able to hold off the teams. So I quite like the fact that Real Kashmir is out there giving zero fucks about what other teams are doing and just there to put noses out of joints and, you know, play some really different style of football, which I think I for one would love to see Real Kashmir in ISL, because you often look at the ISL teams, they've got a little air of arrogance about we are better than the I-League teams and things, which is why the first Super Cup was so interesting. Because you could see the two teams against him and there was no noticeable difference as such that we saw. Granted, some of the ISL teams didn't have all the squad.
Which is why the Super Cup got cancelled.
Yeah. could very well be the case in that way. And they can, this Real Kashmir will fit into the ISL absolutely hand in glove, because they'll be like this outlier team. They're not going to get relegated. So I don't know how much motivation they'll have to, you know, ensure that they stay up there as opposed to the I-League teams, which is something that I think we don't talk about enough. In I-League, these clubs are run on a budget. They have no fanfare. They have almost zero support from the AFF other than, you know, like some of the, what do you call it?
Travel allowance.
Subsidies that they give, right? In terms of stay or travel or whatever. They get no visibility. They get no promotion. Nothing is there. And if you fall out of that I-League, then you're sort of in obscurity. You don't know if that club is going to come back. So these guys are fighting tooth and nail to stay up. In that, all in the 11 teams, two teams don't get relegated also. So you can finish third bottom and still get relegated. So all these add to the fact that this is such an interesting league where teams play in a way that it is going to help them win. Like you look at Aizawl, they outplay most of the teams. But at the end of the day, if you don't win, it doesn't really make any difference, right? And you would hate to see an Aizawl go away, considering how much they have done for Indian football, not just in terms of a fairy tale story, but also finding players and developing players and all those kind of things. So,
yeah, this is the thing about having a relegation, right? When you have something to lose, you just put in that extra always. Every single match, you're out there to win those 3 points.
Unless you're Arrows, where you don't care.
Those guys
just be there. And or Sudeva this year, and every year there is one or two other teams.
A corporate entry from
relegation.
Correct.
So like Aizawl, who got relegated, who went out to win the title next year, they were relegated despite finishing, I think, third bottom. There were two teams below them who were XM. And these teams, these guys have basically on sporting record, they've done well.
I don't know if you remember, they threatened a global fast unto death or something like that.
Yeah.
The last game of Aizawl was away at Bangalore. And I was there when Jahar Das said, how can you relegate a team who's played so well and, you know, you're exempting these other teams from relegation. Sporting merit has to play a part in all those kind of things. Which I agreed with. I was like, yeah, don't get relegated. It's fine only.
Anyway, there are like limited number of teams playing the league.
Yeah.
And you want to like throw a team out which hasn't even finished the bottom of the table.
Well, one interesting thing you may have forgotten from last season, because everybody was around Papa Diawara and Mohan Bagan and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, Dika De Panda was actually the top scorer of the league. This even slipped my radar when I was
okay.
He was top scorer with Punjab FC and he scored 12 goals. Maybe that was because he had made 16 appearances. He's basically played 16 matches.
Jada matches khele wo.
Diawara came in later. He scored 10 out of 10 from 12 matches. He would have probably taken over eventually. But that's the interesting thing. He's De Panda, however bad he looks or however number of chances. He's a bit of a Changte. He misses, but he also scores. He misses and he's in the right position. He's one of those whose presence itself creates more chances. But I agree with what Sandeep was saying, that fit nahi dikh raha tha. Why is he part of Real Kashmir? But wo dikha abhi is game mein, he's sort of eerily also, he's sort of threatening. Maybe that was just because wo arrows hai. That's a different funny one last point about Real Kashmir before we move on is they're probably making teams do something different all the time. Indian Arrows set up with a 5-4-1, and even in the midfield, I think they had one defender or two defenders, defensive minded, who were playing. So, matlab, bilkuli, they were aware ki yaar ye na abhi aerial bombardment aane wali hai, and bhaiya isme defender laga do har jagah. So inhone piche 5 laga diye, and Churchill brothers, who were top of the league, went into 3 at the back system. They were not playing 3 at the back. They went into 3 at the back largely because Arrows ka unko pata hai ki wahan pe aayega, so they needed 3 central defenders. So, ye sari cheeze ho rahi hai. Matlab, when a Real Kashmir come to play you, you have to think so differently. And that's why Sandeep is also making the point. I would love to see Real Kashmir play in a league where everybody's like, let's pass from the back and let's do this. Maza aayega, matlab, kabhi dekhne mein.
Well, Akarsh, you just spoiled my segue there, but I'll still stick to it. Dibara ka baat kiya, tumne Josebe Betia hai ke saath is dafa Punjab FC mein, they started together and the team is doing pretty well, aren't they?
They've recently started doing well. Pehle itna kuch khas lag nahi raha tha ki kya karenge.
And second baithe hai table par.
हाँ वो सेकंड बैठे हैं पता नहीं व्हेन यू लुक एट देयर मैचेस समटाइम्स दे लाइक कैसे मतलब हाउ आर दे बिकॉज़ दे हैड टू लॉसेस इन द फर्स्ट थ्री मैचेस आई थिंक दे आर सेकंड इन द टेबल बिकॉज़ दे प्लेड एरोस एंड दे प्लेड वन मैच मोर देन द रेस्ट इन एनी केस मोस्ट ऑफ द टीम्स आई थिंक दैट मस्ट बी द केस बट पापा डियावारा कमिंग इन हैज जस्ट चेंज्ड द कॉम्प्लेक्शन अर्लियर पंजाब वाज अ टीम व्हिच हैड थ्री फॉरनर्स प्लेइंग अ चेंचो वुड नेवर प्ले up front. There was a young Afoba who was playing up front. Chencho was playing on the wings. Chencho was even benched for a match. And Betia needs a brilliant striker in front of him to supply. Wo khud goal nahi marta. And the last corner they have is a goalkeeper. So uska to matlab point hi nahi hai. Uska to kahin outfield mein effect bhi nahi kar raha. So they really needed this introduction of a big bad striker. Aur wo usse duniya badal sakti hai inki. Basically they can go on now. So this is why all those predictions, everything is thrown out of the window because they've gotten those players. The Mohammedan Sporting have got, Punjab FC have gotten those players. Or this maybe they had fully dominated the game, but that was against Arrows. And against Trau, they won 2-0. So this was one of the results you were talking about. When you read that Punjab have beaten Trau because Trau was high flying. तो उसमें भी उसमें चेंचो स्कोर 2 गोल्स ही बेसिकली कन्वर्टेड रियली वेयर इट वाज अ टिपिकल पंजाब विन की पीछे डिफेंसिवली वेरी नॉट सो सॉलिड बट ऑन द काउंटर जस्ट लाइक दे पिंच 3 गोल्स अगेंस्ट गोकुलम एंड इवेंचुअली लॉस्ट बिकॉज़ दे इवेंचुअली केम वेंट इनटू देयर शेल कंप्लीटली और पूरे डिफेंसिव हो गए तो वो तो कभी होना ही नहीं चाहिए पंजाब को बिकॉज ऑफ द ऑल इंडियन डिफेंस सो दे लॉस्ट टू दे वन अगेंस्ट ट्राओ एंड दे वर लकी नॉट टू कंसीड देयर वर अ वेरी वेरी बेसिक एरर्स बिकॉज All Indian defense unka aise hi hai, but their conversion was really good, so they pinched those goals. So abhi Punjab ka, I'm not so sure about them abhi because of their All Indian defense. Aside from that, I think they'll kick on from attack because if you look at the goal against Arrows, the goal that eventually won them the game, it was Chencho playing a beautiful little ball behind the defense to Josebe Betia and Betia crossing for Diawara and Diawara converting. It was very simply done. It was a tip. It was the kind of dream goal that you would dream of these three players playing around.
Well, Sandeep, Chencho there, what do you make of his performance? This guy played in Bangalore for some time, didn't get much of a time, didn't impress much, but back in the I-League, is this the place for him?
Probably he feels comfortable, but I think he can go further. Because like Akarsh just said, right, Chencho, what he essentially forces other teams to do is like, even when they're attacking, they sort of have to keep one eye on him. So the winger on the wing back on his side, he won't be too adventurous because the moment the ball, is in transition, this guy, he can produce the pass and he can run behind also. He's very quick. So he gives a different sort of a look to the defense, like how they can defend against his team. And to be fair, right, I think he's probably too good for this level. But it's nice to see him play consistently again, week in, week out. He wherever he's gone in I-League, he scored, whether it's Naroka or he carried that Minerva Punjab team to the title. And now he's scoring here again. He's, I think, 4 goals, I think he scored. Second top scorer. So he's up there as well. And should probably earn him a move to the ISL if he keeps playing like this. Especially when the 3+1 rule comes in and all the Aussie boys go back to Australia because...
what money comes in post-COVID.
Yeah, so he might have to... And anyway, Australia is sort of opening up. They have, you know, Australian Open had crowd and things now. So possibly that these players won't be here for the long term, right? They're here mostly because they're sort of on loan from... because they didn't want to pay the contract and things.
Correct.
So they're going to go there and he might get a chance. And I always look at Chencha as this... this player who has a lot to... He has a lot to live up to. Because at the time when he came to Bangalore and left, I had done an interview with him. And he was talking about how, obviously, when BFC comes to call, you know, sign him and things, he came to BFC knowing completely well that he is not going to start. Because you had Sunil Udanta and Miku in front, who are a set front three. And he was a foreigner who won't get that many chances because, you know, you have to replace a foreigner to play him. So he came in knowing that he won't get that many chances, but he felt like he had to do it because he had did whatever he could do in the I-League. And he is a, sort of the flag bearer for Bhutan. So if he thought, okay, and his family and everyone encouraged him saying that if you go there, one of the biggest and most reputed clubs in the country and be successful over there, then you can probably push Bhutan to a further heights. Like, you know, more players can be...
Correct.
And make it here. And I think a few of them have since subsequently come in the second division and things after he made his move here.
Bhutan ka chetri hai ye.
Yeah, so he has, when he plays, he represents the whole country.
Correct.
Because he's the lone, he was the first professional, so to speak. Right. He's gone out and played in multiple countries and scored consistently wherever he's gone. Even in BFC, with hardly any chances, he scored 2 goals and 2 winners. Okay, essentially got him 6 points. That pushed BFC to the top of the table. Both winners, late winners against Northeast United, both of them. So I look at him and think he should be playing at a higher level, but will the Indians take a chance? Has his stint in BFC completely ruined his reputation as a player who can play at the ISL level? I'm not sure. I hope not. And if you keep scoring here, I think...
But this ISL level, isn't it not much different from what...
There is no difference. I'll be very honest. There is...
Like, ISL level kuch hai nahi.
No, the main difference comes from...
Aisa nahi hai.
Yeah, there is a difference, of course. But it's not something that he can't overcome.
No, but he... Chencho ka na, he's nowhere near his level against the when he burst onto the scene.
Right, the Minerva days.
It was Bhutanese Ronaldo ka tag bhi to pad gaya CG7 Bhutanese Ronaldo. So wo Ronaldo ki tarah khelta hai, wo dribbling khas karta nahi kuch khas. And he's fantastic on the counter attack. He needs he needs some spaces, but I think he'll come into his own now that he has a Diawara and a Betia both next to him. I think he'll be a great asset. But Abhi, he wasn't as lethal. I mean, he was probably as lethal. He wasn't doing more than that. Like, he would get those chances on the counter-attack. But in terms of, you're expected to also, you know, run everybody ragged. Like a Mohamed Salah used to do up to his season. But like a Mohamed Salah at Liverpool. So he would create chances as well, right? I think Chencho is lacking that. And he used to terrorize defenses in his first season. So he's abhi wo, I don't think he's ISL grade. Wo, matlab, he hasn't kicked on, and I don't think any team will waste their foreign spot on somebody like Chencho who's playing at a certain level right now.
Well, that's about Chencho and Punjab FC, round class Punjab FC. But table toppers, football Baba, Churchill brothers looking all but comfortable up there.
No, not at all, because their main foreigner has gotten injured. I don't know when he's back. So Cleven Zuniga was their main guy. And he got injured midway through the game against Trau, which finished 1-1. Incidentally, also Shibin Raj got injured in that game as well. And he was replaced by Shilton Paul, I think, right?
Shilton Paul still playing.
Haan, Shilton Paul is still playing. He wasn't too comfortable, but he eventually did the job. Matlab, uska kuch, against Real Kashmir especially, It doesn't look a picture of confidence.
Okay.
So, and since Zuniga has gone off, there are two not unexpectedly, they haven't been able to score in five halves of football, and nil-nil against Aizawl and Real Kashmir.
Oh God.
Yeah, matlab their problems have now come in, right? Even the earlier pods I told you, one foreigner goes away, all of your entire table will change. One foreigner comes in for one team, the entire table will change, because they're very heavily dependent on foreigners to score.
Right.
So this has happened, and unfortunately, because they have a striker called Luka, mm-hmm. and he should have had a penalty against Aizawl. Aizawl were lucky to get away with it, but statistically that game was a dead heat. I mean, there was no. It was a very even game against Real Kashmir. They probably should have lost. So aisa nahi hai. Typical Churchill brothers hone wala hai, where they start off like, oh my God, this is the team to be beat, and suddenly they drop off. Pehle hota tha William Plaza wagera hota tha jo aise.
Willis Plaza.
Willis Plaza. He used to start off with a fire ki, oh bhai, Willis Plaza, he'll score the goals. Ye aa gaya hai banda. Aur uske baad suddenly he would just stop scoring, and everybody's like, what happened na? And then he'd admit table. So, ho sakta hai, wohi ho jaye. They're top of the table again because they played 7 matches.
Correct.
Right?
They played 7.
So, they played 7, and actually, Mohammedan and Real Kashmir are both at 3 points behind and with one game in hand. मतलब वो ऐसे ही टॉप ऑफ द टेबल है अभी तो कुछ कह ही नहीं सकते
पर अब इंटरेस्टिंग टाइम्स अहेड गेटिंग क्लोजर एंड क्लोजर
हां एक्चुअली इन एवरी पॉडकास्ट यू से कि अभी कुछ पता नहीं कुछ
फिनिश लाइन कभी तो कुछ ना कुछ पता होना पड़ेगा
फिनिश लाइन इज हियर 3 मैचेस बचे हैं तो किसी को कोई
चलो लेट मी आस्क यू दिस द फ्रॉम द कमिंग मैचेस व्हिच वन शुड अ फैन ट्यून इनटू टू सी वॉच सम इंटरेस्टिंग फुटबॉल
Mizoram Santosh Trophy team with a couple of foreigners or just one foreigner if the other foreigners, because Richard Kasaga has also been injured. So wo bhi nahi hai team mein, so only one foreigner was playing.
And
Alfred Jarin is homebred now.
Yeah.
And
Sudeva
is an all-Indian lineup. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Aizawl versus Sudeva plays out, which is on Saturday at 7 p.m. Which is it's a Sunday at 7 p.m. Sorry. Apart from that, Rao and Gokulam Kerala will be the most exciting match, which Sandeep will be looking forward to. It'll go a long way to tell you where Trau are and what Gokulam are all about.
Well, that match is later today at 2 p.m. if you end up listening to this before that.
Unlikely.
Well, Sandeep, any other matches that you would be looking forward to apart from the Gokulam Trau?
No. The main thing I want to is Sudeva. I want to watch. Because I think they are a very interesting team, because in the beginning, I didn't give them much credit. I didn't see them doing much. But I do enjoy watching them, actually. Seeing that they are an all-Indian side and things. And they have... I mean, two of the players, I was just looking through their lineup and through the history and things. Nawaram Mahesh Singh.
Yeah.
He, in the 4-0 against Chennai, he made one of the best assists that I've seen in the I-League this year. That was a wonderful ball that he put in. He's a Lajang youth player.
Across the face of goal.
Yeah. Great ball. And then they have this another player called Naucha. Now, he scored 2 goals in the game. I was just reading about him. Like, he's some Manipur Santosh Trophy. He was playing there. And he was scouted by Trau. And then he is someone who's played for Trau through the second division to the first division and now in Sudeva. I don't know if that is an upwards trajectory or a sideways trajectory, which you can look at it both ways. But he is doing well now. Apparently, he's 20. I'm not too sure.
Air quotes.
Yeah, he could be anywhere between 20 and 25, I would assume. But let's hope he is someone who's sort of coming up as this good player that people should be looking up to. Because I was reading about some stories and all, how Trau played against the Manipur Federation team just to scout him when he was an under-18 player, I think, at the time, before they signed him.
Is it the whole Udanda thing happening again?
Yeah, I mean, this happens quite often. I think we just don't pick up on. And he's done well since then. He's a little inconsistent, but he's capable of doing very well. So that's something that we can look into. And they create so much chance, Sudeva, in that game against Chennai. They should have scored. Manvir missed, I think, two chances, and Keane Lewis hit the post. And Manvir scored after that also. And they pressed very well against Chennai. Did not allow them to, you know, they like to pass and things. Right? So it didn't allow them to do any of that. So, well-coached team. Very interesting to see how they're going. So, that is one team I'm excited. The other team is obviously Chennai only. Because they're such a up-down, inconsistent team who goes loses 4-0 against the Sudeva, wins 2-0 against Saroka. I was looking at their run. They are just up and down all the time. Their defense is sort of an issue all the time. And when they go down, they have this tendency to take random shots from distance. It just shows the temperament is not like proper there. Right. And Avidic, their striker, has finally scored a goal the last time. First time I saw it, I thought it hit him rather than he hit the ball. The ball hit him. But the replay...
It should have been offside also. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
None of the replays sort of were from that angle, and obviously the commentators don't pick up anything in this league.
it just seemed random. But did you see, when you first saw it, did you feel like the ball hit him or he hit the ball?
No, I think... it's a 50-50 because there was a flick on in between, right? So the direction of the ball changed. So it was almost lucky that his head was there and the ball landed there. It was weird. Yeah. And the commentator went, oh, finally, Avdic has scored and this and that. And I don't even know whether he's a striker. I think he's an attacking midfielder who's being burdened with scoring.
He has been benched, no? Previously, no?
He was benched. I don't know why he was benched. There's just too many I don't knows because somebody needs to ask those questions in those tweets, in those press conference tweets.
One time I asked, they never answered, so I stopped.
So I have no hope of them answering anyway. So, I don't know why Avdic was benched. Plus in the last game, even Elvedon was banned because he had a red card in the previous match. So. It's weird because also their other forward who's Iqbal is sort of a very casual left-footed player. His deliveries are fantastic from a corner and a free kick, but he doesn't seem to be a striker. So, I mean, they're going to lack goals. Chennai are going to lack goals. So,
and their defense is suspect also. That Elvedon, when he plays, he doesn't convince anybody. And that sort of resonates through the whole team. Like, comes through the left side, they're all over the place. They're like, oh, this guy might not head the ball in at any time. Because sometimes you have these things. Like, you know, today I was watching the ISL game and Magoma did a header in the defensive line and it almost fell to Aridane at the other end. And I was thinking that guy should not be there for any reason. He should not be heading those balls. And Elvedon being the center back, I often think this guy should not be standing there for any reason. So that way I feel like they have a lot to lose there. And I just wondered this the other day. Maybe they're just playing the season out. Like next season onwards, they don't know the future, right? We don't know. I hear rumors that they're joining with Chennai and you know, all those kind of things. So maybe they're just like,
why would you sign foreigners in that case at all? So.
It has to put up some pretense, no? They're former champions after. It's not like a Lajong who can go and say, I'm playing with our academy players.
Sudeva kar raha hai na, Sudeva all Indian khel raha hai, keh raha hai ki mujhe inka matlab nahi hai abhi.
Well, those are the stories from the I-League, guys.
But sorry, so one more thing is, Elvedon was the one who made that error. Sudeva scored basically twice in the first 10 minutes. And Chennai City had already lost.
That could be the name next season.
Chennai City had already lost the match in the first 10 minutes, to be honest. It was always going to be an uphill battle. And actually, Naocha robbed Elvedon. He was the one who made an error. And then Naocha went behind, sort of ran in behind Elvedon to receive the 1-2 ball and smashed home. And Naocha seems such a great player. Like this is the winger. Like this is the winger Udanta should have been, and something like that. It felt like wow, what a winger. He should have also had a hat trick. It was it was a quite an audition. If somebody from the ISL or anywhere else is watching, or ISL reserves, maybe.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do, because these guys are from there only. The Navarum I think is from
Kerala Blasters.
Kharpan also, I think, is from Kerala Blasters, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah, Kharpan is on. Kharpan is on. And
Mahesh Singh also. Navarum Mahesh is also from the Blasters loan.
Yeah, yeah.
So these guys are getting loan players. Now, last 2 years, these Kharpan and Mahesh Singh would have barely played 5 matches.
Yeah.
Now, and these guys are playing.
And both are playing really well, like really, yeah, really well. And in fact, Kharpan wasn't even available for the last match against Chennai City. It was Manveer who was leading the line. So, and I don't know if how many listeners would have watched the highlights. So Deva's fourth goal was very funny, because a Chennai City player was injured, and he was lying behind the offside defensive line. And the rest of the defenders were trying to play offside, but there was an injured player who was playing everybody onside. So Manveer was all free, happy to score. And that was the only way he could have scored, probably he would have missed otherwise. But he was very happy, open, and everybody was appealing. And the referee was like, there is a body on the floor who is playing everybody onside. It was very funny to look at.
Well, I think that are our stories from the I-League for this episode of Injury Time, guys. Thanks a lot for joining us, Akarsh and Sandeep. And hey, listener, thank you for staying with us all through this episode. Like this, we'll be bringing you more stories from the league in the coming episodes of the Injury Time. So all you have to do is stay tuned when we get you the latest. Injury Time is now available on all the leading podcast platforms in the country. You can also catch us on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We go by the name Injury Time, IND. Until we bring you the next episode of this show, have a great time and enjoy the game.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.